You're listening to Yale Radio WYBC. This is Brainerd Carey with the Art World Demystified.
Today on our show, we're talking with Laura Ghibellini. She's an artist living and working in New York and also Madrid, Spain. Laura, thanks so much for being with us today.
Thank you.
What is it that you're working on right now or preparing for? What's happening in your studio, and what's occupying your thoughts on that?
So right now, I just finished a project in Williamsburg. It was a drawing-based ongoing project that I was dealing with site-specific issues about the neighborhood and how the neighborhood is changing, but from a very kind of abstract way. I was dealing with clouds and waves and how that might represent the fluid nature of the place. So I'm taking part of this project now to Lisbon for another iteration that would happen at Carpe Diem in Lisbon at the end of May. So I'm there. In particular, I'm going to have a very big wall drawing depicting a big wave. So that's what I'm working on right now, I guess.
And how will that wall drawing in Lisbon relate to the situation there? Because these are relating to just as the one in Williamsburg related to the community and what was happening in the neighborhood. Is it also the same in Lisbon?
Well, for Lisbon, the thing, I'm part of a project that is called Before the Ocean, which kind of addresses how Spain and Portugal are, so close by and kind of before the ocean, but they don't have a lot of relationship. So for me, the project kind of addresses this notion of how the water is kind of situating us, or how the water is representing us in different ways, I suppose. So also, I think the situation in Europe in general, and in Spain in particular, and also in Portugal, is been a little bit complicated lately in terms of, crisis. I mean, what we are all suffering, right, all over the world. So I think for me, this notion of the fluid nature of the ocean and, the liquidity of the situation we are living now is a kind of, I would say, like a universal metaphor for how we are living our lives now.
And how are we living our lives now? I mean, how do you see that? I mean, what do you feel is, we can talk more about Spain and what's happening there socially or politically. How do you think life has changed there? And, let's say over the past 10 or 50 years, and how does your work kind of comment on that also?
Well, so I think a few things have happened which are related to mobility. I think people now will have to leave the country in order to, not even to make ends meet, like not even to have an impressive career or anything. So I think the instability is kind of the new norm. So people just trying to figure, things out in a situation that is not necessarily stable. So I think that's kind of a big change in terms of how we even think about how we inhabit the world, I guess, which is, the other underlying theme of my work. So I would say that instability, which, I mean, it's already been like this for a long time, but I suppose with the crisis and the upheavals and everything, that's a main issue now.
I think you're right. I think, in the last maybe even 20, 30 years, the way you're putting it is that is something that's occurred. There's, jobs are not like they were, going to college and just expecting to have a job that you'll have for life is really impossible now or very rare. Everybody seems to be doing so many things at once.
Right.
So when did you first come upon that? Maybe we can go back to some of your earlier work and talk about ideas of instability, or when you began embracing that kind of larger notion or making work about the community and what we're struggling with. When did that first start in your projects? Is there an early drawing or something?
You know, that's interesting because I've been like always interested in dealing with notions of home and inhabitation, which I guess it really relates to the ways we as individuals, but also as a whole or as a community, inhabit our surroundings. So I first kind of started more in the private realm or in the intimate realm of the home and related to more sort of in intimate issues. And then I kind of started moving more and more towards the, you know, like kind of the outside world. And so it's been a while that I've also been thinking about how we represent those relationships that we have with others and with, you know, the world and so I can't really tell a specific moment when things happen. It just kind of happened naturally, like this shift towards you know, thinking about nature as a metaphor. This particular body of work that I'm working on now, it started last summer when I got invited to do this particular project at the Museo de los Sures in Williamsburg in New York. And that project, they asked me to kind of engage with the space and, as I say, this how gentrification is affecting the neighborhood and how much it's changing. So that was the first time when I started thinking specifically about the ocean and the air as a metaphor of for how, you know, how things are changing so quickly that we cannot even track them, and how instability is what defines how we live or how we deal with the world around us. So this particular body of work is pretty recent, I would say, but I think it comes from, you know, like, I don't know, a few years of been thinking about similar issues. I don't know if that answers your question, though.
No, it does. And you did an installation. I'd like to talk a little bit about the public work, an installation in the subway in New York.
Mm-hmm, that's right.
And how did you approach that installation? Maybe talk a little bit about that. I know what it looks like, but if you could describe it so that people get a sense of it. How did you develop that project? Yeah.
So that project, I was also thinking about that on my previous question. So that particular project, it's on three stations along the M line in this subway in New York, and it's three elevated train stations. So two of them have windows, and the other one is my work in the other one is a mosaic piece. So the project, I conceived of the project as one, just in three parts. So the first part is the mosaic piece, in which I depict like a bedroom, an interior space, like kind of old-fashioned, a little bit European style, where you can see some scattered clothing, and you can also see like trees and sort of vegetation coming inside the room. So there is a sense of you're inside, but it's also a little bit kind of a space that is connected with the outside too. So then in the next, the other two stations, they are close. So I did a project for the windows, right? So the images that are painted on the windows are of clothes hanging to dry, and there is a background of trees and leaves that kind of comes in, which is also in the painting. So I was both addressing, I guess, the first piece, the mosaic, and then the nature of the neighborhood, which is a neighborhood that where people hang clothes outside to dry, which is something we do in Spain. And to me, that was a sign of people, like I could tell people were living there. And I did a project years ago where I was actually working with clothes hanging as a metaphor of intimacy that is projected to the outside, to the public sphere. So I got back to that project for this specific piece and revisited it to make it relevant to the community where it's installed, because I also had this feeling of responsibility, this sense of responsibility, like, you know, there's all these people that are going to be seeing this for a long time, right? So it has to be something that really addresses them in some way. So, I've heard very positive comments from the community, like how it feels like a little bit like home in a way. So that's basically what I wanted to show.
For me, when I saw it, it was this sense of the outside coming inside, you know, almost
right.
Because we're in the subway, we're kind of disappearing into these strange holes in the ground. It also seemed to be reminding us that there is this world out there of life and air in a space where it's really very much the opposite. To me, that seems to relate a bit to how your work reaches people, but correct me if I'm wrong, in the sense of seeing what's perhaps natural forces of nature being somehow an antidote to the instability of our lives. Am I wrong there, or correct me?
Right. Well, now that's interesting. I think part of the project, actually, you're right that it had this sense of bringing the outside inside, kind of, and like, or relating both and creating this sense of space. And but I don't know that I think of nature as an antidote for instability. I think of it more as a metaphor for what actually happens, because, you know, in the end, I think that it might be more natural for us to be in flux and in searching rather than being stable and, like, you know, like having one job for our entire life and not being able to move or, you know, being constrained in, you know, family or you know, whatever, like past our history. So I don't know. I think it might just be that nature can teach us a graceful way of living in this instability, kind of, and to sort of like maybe embrace it as a positive thing rather than a negative force. But I don't know. I would have to give this a little bit more thought, maybe. I don't know.
No, that's very clear what you're saying.
Right.
And I think that, I mean, because there's, you know, that kind of imagery. I mean, it is true that animals, right, the way they're living isn't with a strong sense of stability. You know, the wild fox or whatever animal doesn't
right.
depend on the same thing every day and have a routine that they go to every day. There's something that's changing constantly in their lifetime. That's always a challenge, and they might
right.
die every day, right?
Right.
I mean, in a sense, if I'm understanding what you're saying correctly, that's, you know, perhaps a better model for handling the instability, even though the instability for us is you know, generated in political and social realms, it's perhaps dealing with it the way some wild animals are might help us, or do you think that that's not accurate?
I agree with you. I think you're right. I think it's I mean, I guess we are forced to you know, it's not by choice that we have to search or to look for you know, move or do other things rather than stay put in the same place and have everything, you know, at our reach. But given that we have to live in that situation, I think you're right at pointing out that maybe nature can teach us a more graceful way of dealing with that. So I do totally agree with you.
And in closing, where do you see your projects going next? You'll do more drawings, photography, installations, all kinds of things. Is there anything that's happening in the next year that you're trying to create or that you're looking forward to making?
You know, I don't have a... Well, natural media is drawing. So that's how I feel like, for me, drawing is the natural way of thinking. Because, you know, there are practice, I consider it a thought process. But that said, I don't know in advance what kind of media I'm going to use for final pieces. So it's more like I'm working on an idea and then the media manifests itself. So right now I have a few kind of big projects ahead for next year, mostly in Europe. I can say that they are probably going to be drawing based, and I draw a lot on walls too, which relates to impermanence, which is something that I like and that relates to my work too. So I think I'm just probably going to stay within those kind of media and that kind of work and pushing forward these new ideas that have come out in this past project. So that's pretty much what I think will be happening next.
Laura, thank you so much for talking with us today. I'm looking forward to seeing those projects and more as it evolves. Thanks again for talking with us today.
Thank you so much for taking the time and for inviting me.
You're listening to Yale Radio WIBC. This is Brainerd Carey with the Art World Demystified.